This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are actually engaging in a bit of time travel.
Oh, time travel. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a stressful time travel, to be honest. I want you to imagine it is 2026.
Okay, I'm there.
You're sitting at your desk, you're looking at your marketing dashboard, and, well, for years, you've played the game exactly the way it was supposed to be played, right?
Right. You put money into the ad machine, you turn the crank, and leads pop out.
Exactly. It was predictable, it was safe. But in this 2026 scenario, you put the money in, you turn the crank, and nothing happens.
Yikes.
Or, even worse, the crank is jammed, it costs three times as much to turn it, and you honestly have no idea where the money actually went.
Yeah, it's a total nightmare scenario. But unfortunately, it is not science fiction at all. That is the exact trajectory we're currently on.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today.
We are looking at a fundamental structural failure in the way businesses have traditionally grown online.
Yeah.
I mean, the era of just buying your way to the top, it's ending. It really is.
And to help us really understand this shift, and more importantly, how to actually survive it, we are breaking down a really comprehensive report. It's titled Building a Brand in 2026, Own Your Growth.
Yes, from Joe Medico at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right. And look, I know a phrase like marketing report usually sounds kind of dry, but Medico is the director of client services there. So she is literally on the front lines every day.
She's seeing it happen in real time.
Exactly. And she is ringing the alarm bell about something she calls the difference between renting traffic and owning growth.
And that distinction, that renting versus owning concept, that is really the heartbeat of this entire discussion.
It sounds like semantics at first blush, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. But it is actually a harsh economic reality check. Medicare's main argument is that most businesses today are basically tenants in their own market. They don't own the building. They are just subletting space from Google or Meta or Amazon.
And we all know what happens when the landlord decides to raise the rent.
Exactly. You just have to pay it.
Right. But before we get into the heavy mechanics of, you know, algorithms and AI and all that, there is a big question posed right at the start of the source material.
Oh, the litmus test.
Yes. It's a litmus test that I think everyone listening should take right now.
It is a brutal question, really. Because Medico asks, if you turned off your ad spend today, like literally stopped the Google ads, paused all the social campaigns, would your business effectively disappear?
That is such a scary thought.
It is.
Because if the answer is yes, it means you don't actually have a customer base. You have a subscription to an audience.
Precisely. You are renting attention. And the very moment you stop paying, the lights just go out. You haven't built an asset. You have just paid for a temporary crowd to stand in your store.
Let's dig into this renting concept a bit more, because I think a lot of people feel like, well, they think that's just the cost of doing business, right?
Sure.
You pay for ads, you get customers. It's just how it works. So why does Medico argue that this specific model is now completely broken?
She points to three very specific failures in the report. First, the ecosystem itself has become what she calls a black box.
Right.
Think about it. 5 or 10 years ago, if you bought an ad, you had a pretty good idea of exactly who saw it and why they clicked.
You had the data.
You had all the data. Today, between privacy changes, AI bidding, and just general platform opacity, you put money in, and you simply hope for the best.
The transparency is just gone.
Totally gone.
And the cost isn't stable either. It feels like inflation hits digital ads way harder than it even hits groceries.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
But the second failure she points out is even more insidious, I think. She calls it the sustainability trap.
Okay, unpack that a bit.
Well, if your entire growth strategy relies on a credit card swipe, you have zero resilience.
Right.
Say you have a bad quarter where you have to cut the marketing budget. Your revenue drops to zero almost immediately. You are essentially running on a hamster wheel that you can never, ever step off of.
Then there's the third factor, which I honestly found the most disturbing part of the whole report. The source material calls them low-level competitors, but, and this is the crazy part, we aren't talking about a rival business opening up shop across the street.
No, not at all. We're talking about bots. We're talking about click farms, scrapers.
It's wild.
In the renting model, where you literally pay per click or per impression, you are increasingly just paying to advertise to non-humans.
That is infuriating as a business owner. You're burning your budget on a toaster, essentially.
Or some script running on a server in a basement somewhere.
The report suggests that as the web gets completely flooded with AI-generated content and bot traffic, the signal-to-noise ratio in paid advertising is just plummeting.
You are shouting into a room full of mannequins.
That's a great way to put it.
So, okay, the renting model, the vending machine approach, is failing because it's expensive, it's opaque, and it's full of bots.
Right.
But Medico argues that the problem isn't just the ads themselves, it's the platform. The very way we search for information is fundamentally changing. Yes, and this brings us to the second major pillar of our deep dive today, the massive shift from traditional search engines to AI answer engines.
I feel this shift in my own life every single day.
Oh, absolutely. Me too.
I used to Google everything. Now, half the time, I just open up an AI and ask it directly, like, what's the best way to get red wine out of a carpet? Or summarize this long article for me.
And that behavior change is seismic for businesses. We are moving from a world of 10 blue links on a page to a world of one synthesized answer.
Right.
We really need to talk about what that does to a business model. Hmm. Because in the old days, Google's primary job was actually to send you away.
Send you to a website.
Exactly. You search, you click a link, and you leave Google.
But tools like Google Gemini, ChatGPT, Perplexity, their job is to keep you there on their interface. They read all those websites for you and just tell you the answer.
The report calls this the zero-click reality.
Zero-click conversion, which sounds like a total paradox.
It does.
How do you get a customer if they never even visit your website? But this is the new battleground, isn't it? Users are getting the solution without the click.
They are. So let's play this out for a hypothetical business owner. Mm-hmm. Let's say you are a plumber in Chicago.
Okay.
If someone asks an AI, who is the best plumber in Chicago, what actually happens?
This is where the stakes become basically life or death for a brand.
Yes. Because if the AI answer engine scans its database, its training data, and it doesn't find a strong enough signal that you are the answer, it simply won't mention you.
It will mention your competitor.
Exactly.
And since the user isn't scrolling through pages of results anymore, if I'm not in that top AI summary, I'm invisible.
You are a ghost.
Yeah.
In the old search model, you could be on page 2 or 3 and still scrape by with some traffic, or you could just buy an ad to jump to the front of the line.
Right.
But AI models are biased toward the best or the most trusted sources. They do not give out participation trophies. If the AI doesn't know you by name, you lose the lead before the user even had the chance to click anything.
That is a terrifying prospect. It completely destroys the whole fake it till you make it strategy.
Completely.
You can't just spin up a shiny landing page and pretend to be a market leader anymore.
No, because the AI is reading the whole internet, not just your landing page. It knows if your presence is hollow.
Okay, so we have firmly established that renting traffic is a dead end and being invisible to AI is a death sentence. The source material pivots right here to the actual solution.
The fun part.
Yes, we have to move from being a commodity to being an authority.
And this is where we have to get just a little bit technical, but it's absolutely crucial to understand. Medico uses a specific term that is basically becoming the currency of the future web.
Mm-hmm.
And that term is entities.
Entities. I see this word popping up more and more lately. Entity SEO. But what does it actually mean in plain English? Because to me, an entity sounds like a ghost or some massive corporate structure.
Right. Well, in the eyes of a search engine or an AI model, an entity is simply a known quantity. Think of it as a noun. A person, a place, or a thing that the computer firmly understands as having a distinct, verifiable identity.
So keywords are just text strings, like running shoes is just text, but Nike is an entity.
That is the perfect example. For the last 20 years, marketers focused almost entirely on keywords. We tried to match the text on our website to the exact text the user typed into the search bar.
Best plumber, cheap car insurance.
Exactly. But AI works on what's called a knowledge graph. It maps out the actual relationships between things. It knows that Nike is a brand, and that brand is related to shoes and athletes and Oregon.
So the goal isn't just to rank for a keyword string anymore. The goal is to actually become an entity in that knowledge graph.
Yes, you want to be the preferred answer. You want the AI to trust your brand so implicitly that when someone asks a generic question about your industry, the AI defaults to you as the definitive source of truth.
The report actually outlines 3 specific pillars to achieve this, and I really want to walk through these because they act as a great roadmap for anyone listening.
Let's do it.
So the first one is direct navigation.
This is the holy grail.
Yeah.
Direct navigation is when a user types your URL directly into their browser, or they search specifically for your brand name.
It sounds super simple, but think about the massive implication of that. They completely bypassed the discovery phase. They didn't ask an engine who can help me. They said, I want Double Dome.
And that is the ultimate defense mechanism for a business. Because if Google changes its algorithm tomorrow, or if ChatGPT gets replaced by something completely new next year, those users are still yours.
Right.
They aren't looking for a general service. They're looking for you.
Yeah.
That is the definition of owning your traffic.
Okay. Pillar number two is entity authority. Now, this one feels like the bridge between the old SEO world we used to know and this new AI world.
It is. It's essentially the mechanism of trust. How does an AI actually know you are a legitimate business and not just a scam site spun up yesterday?
By looking for clues.
Exactly. It looks for consistency and it looks for citations. It checks if your name, your address, and your phone number are identical across the entire web. It looks for mentions of your brand in industry journals, local news sites, and customer reviews.
So it's basically reputation management, but optimized for robots.
In a way, yes. Think about it. If you claim to be a leading expert in, say, cybersecurity, but no other reputable cybersecurity websites ever link to you or mention your name, the AI is going to treat you as low authority.
You need to be cited by other established entities to become a strong entity yourself.
Exactly. It's a web of trust.
And that leads perfectly into the third pillar, which is honestly my favorite concept in the whole report, zero-click conversion.
This requires a major mindset shift. We usually think a conversion happens on our website.
Right. You land on the page, you read the copy, you fill out the contact form, boom, sale made.
But Medico argues that in 2026, your digital footprint needs to be so remarkably strong that the AI summary alone does all the selling for you.
Can you give me a concrete example of what that actually looks like in practice?
Sure. Imagine a user just asks their phone, find me a top-rated divorce attorney in Atlanta who specializes in custody battles.
Okay.
The AI processes thousands of data points instantly. Reviews, bar association records, published articles, and it speaks back to the user saying, Smith Family Law is highly recommended for custody cases in Atlanta. They have a 4.8-star rating across 200 reviews and were recently cited in the Georgia Law Journal.
Wow.
And then the user just clicks a call button right there on the AI interface.
They never even saw the website.
Nope.
They never saw the clever logo colors or read the carefully crafted About Us page.
Not at all. But Smith Family Law still got the client.
Why?
Because they provided the AI ecosystem with enough verifiable trust signals to become the definitive answer. They owned the narrative that the AI ultimately regurgitated to the user.
That completely flips how you judge marketing success. We used to absolutely obsess over metrics like bounce rate and time on site. Now, success might actually mean people don't visit your site at all, but they still buy from you.
It's optimizing for reputation instead of just optimizing for clicks.
So how do we actually do this on a practical level? Because the report is pretty harsh on the old bag of SEO tricks. It says to basically stop worrying about meta tag density or trying to find algorithm hacks.
Yeah, Medico calls that the no jargon path. The algorithms are just way too smart to be tricked by that stuff now. Mm-hmm. You can't just stuff 100 keywords in white text at the bottom of your homepage anymore.
Right.
The core strategy she proposes instead is something called information game.
Information game. This is actually a patent that Google holds, isn't it?
It is, yes. And the concept behind it is beautifully simple, even if it is pretty hard to execute. Information game basically asks the question, does this piece of content add anything genuinely new to the internet?
Which is a remarkably high bar these days, because if I look at most corporate blogs or even my own LinkedIn feed sometimes, it's just a massive echo chamber.
It really is.
Everyone is just rewriting the exact same 5 Tips for Better Leadership article over and over.
And that is exactly why that type of content is completely worthless in the AI age.
Yeah.
Think about how a large language model works. It has already read all of Wikipedia. It has already read the top 500 marketing blogs.
Right.
If you write a generic, surface-level article that just summarizes what is already out there, your information gain score is essentially zero. You are redundant.
And if you are redundant, the AI just ignores you entirely. It has absolutely no reason to cite you.
Correct. So to build an entity, you have to provide something the AI does not already have.
The report specifically mentions human-centric content as the key to doing this.
This is the great irony of marketing in 2026. To beat the robots, you actually have to be more human.
I love that.
Information gain comes from proprietary data, personal stories, and unique lived experiences.
So instead of writing a generic blog post called How to Manage a Global Supply Chain, which the AI already knows perfectly well,
You read a detailed case study titled How We Solved a Critical Bottleneck in the Port of Savannah During a Category 4 Hurricane.
Wow, okay.
You use your own company's data, you quote your own project managers on the ground, you share a very specific story that only you possess.
Because the AI cannot hallucinate your personal experience.
Exactly.
It cannot scrape data from the web that hasn't even been published yet.
You've got it. You become the primary source. And because you are the primary source of that unique information, when the AI eventually answers a broader question about supply chain resilience, it has to cite you. That is how you win the zero-click game.
Medico uses the phrase technical backbone in the report. You want to position your business as the technical backbone of your specific industry's knowledge base.
It's really about becoming infrastructure. When you provide that deep level of unique insight, you are satisfying two completely different audiences at the same time. You satisfy the humans who crave authentic, tested expertise, and you satisfy the AI, which desperately craves structured, accurate, novel data.
It really is a massive shift from just content marketing, you know, churning out high volumes of mediocre blog posts to actual asset creation. Every single piece of content you make needs to be an asset that stands firmly on its own.
And that brings us right to the economics of this whole shift, because eventually someone has to sign the checks for all of this. The report does a really compelling breakdown of the financials of renting versus owning.
I love this part of the deep dive. It's fundamentally an equity conversation.
It is. When you are renting, when you're just paying for clicks, your cost basis is effectively constant, or as we discussed earlier, it's constantly rising. The pure OPEX, operating expense.
You pay a dollar, you get a click. You start paying, you get nothing. It's a strict one-to-one relationship at best.
But when you focus your budget on owning, on building that entity authority and focusing on information gain, you are actually building CapEx, capital expenditure.
Right. You are building a permanent asset. You take the time to write that proprietary case study today, and it might continue bringing you highly qualified leads for the next 5 years. The report calls this sleeping revenue.
The idea that your digital assets generate revenue for you while you sleep without you having to manually crank that expensive ad handle every single morning.
And the cost to acquire your next customer actually decreases over time because the asset is already paid for and working for you.
Medico gives a very specific target metric in the source material here. She talks about the goal being to turn $1 of marketing spend into $5 of revenue.
Which is an incredible margin.
It is. And her core argument is that you mathematically cannot achieve a sustainable 5-to-1 ratio by renting ads. The margins in paid advertising are just too tight now. To get that kind of multiplier, you need serious brand momentum. You need the flywheel effect, where your past reputation and authority drive your future sales automatically.
It reminds me of the difference between pushing a heavy boulder up a hill every single day versus taking the time to build a machine that just pushes it for you.
Or, to use the Double Dome phrasing, building a growth engine. An engine runs on its own once it's properly built and started. A paid ad is just raw fuel. If you don't keep pouring expensive fuel in every day, the car stops dead in its tracks.
So we have covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the death of the black box ad model, the incredible rise of the AI answer engine, and the absolute necessity of information game. But I want to zoom out for just a second before we finish.
Sure.
We have been talking a lot about businesses and CEOs, but does all of this apply to the individual?
Oh, that is a great question. And the answer is yes, absolutely. In 2026, you as an individual are an entity.
My personal brand is an entity.
Definitely. Your LinkedIn profile, the articles you've published, your podcast appearances, your digital footprint, that is all data feeding the answer engine. If you were a consultant or a freelancer or, frankly, just someone climbing the corporate ladder, you want ChatGPT to recommend you by name when someone asks for an expert in your specific field.
So if I'm just a learner listening to this deep dive and I'm not running a Fortune 500 company or managing a massive marketing budget, these rules still completely apply to me.
The mechanics are exactly identical. You personally need to establish direct navigation people knowing your specific name.
Yeah.
You need entity authority, other respected professionals vouching for you online. And you absolutely need information gain having a unique perspective or skill set that isn't just a copy paste of what everyone else on LinkedIn is saying.
It really seems like Double Dome, you know, the source of this whole report is pitching the idea that you need to build a system that is completely agnostic to whatever platform is popular right now.
That is the big key takeaway for me.
Yeah.
The technology is always going to change. First it was desktop search, then it was mobile, now it's AI voice and answer engines. Next year it might be, I don't know, neural interfaces.
That's right.
But the one constant through all of that change is authority.
Trust simply doesn't go obsolete.
Exactly. If you truly own your growth, if you are the final destination and not just a temporary roadside attraction, the platform simply doesn't matter. You aren't at the mercy of the next Google algorithm update because you have built a direct, trusted relationship with the market itself.
It is actually a really comforting thought in a world of such constant chaotic updates. It simplifies the whole process. Stop chasing the algorithm, stop trying to hack the system with cheap tricks, and start building a brand that actually provides real value.
It is definitely harder work up front, certainly. It is so much easier to just swipe a credit card and buy some quick ads. But owning is really the only way to ensure you are still standing in 2027, 2028, and way beyond.
I want to wrap up our deep dive today by leaving you, the listener, with a bit of a challenge. We talked a lot about the litmus test of information gain, the whole idea that you have to offer something the AI can't just scrape from the web.
The human element, the thing bots can't fake.
Right. So here's the provocative question for you to mull over today. If an AI can answer every standard predictable question about your industry just by scraping your competitors' websites, what unique human insight do you possess that the machine simply cannot replicate?
That really is the million-dollar question. Yeah. Because that specific insight, that proprietary data point, that messy human story, that subtle nuance, that is exactly where your true value lives in 2026.
Find that, and you don't just survive this massive AI shift. You own your growth. Thanks for diving in with us today.
Until next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.